Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Praise God. Okay, today we are going to be looking at what I title, Assessing Supernatural Resources for Your Business and Career. It's good you know this service and this message, assessing how do I get money and how do I get money, wealth, for my breakthrough business or for my career. A career person, a business person, how do I assess supernatural resources, not the one you will use brain, not the one you will collect money from people, not the one you will dupe people, the one that is from God. The Bible said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and hideth no bullshit. So it's good you know this now. How do I assess? How do I assess supernatural resources for my business and for my career? It's good you pay attention. Now listen, I'll give you seven facts. That this is not a joke, it is real and reality that you can get it. And I'll give you 12 keys and 12 things to do to get it. 7 facts that is true and is real, and 12 keys that you can use to get it. Let's go. Number 1. God is the custodian of the power to get wealth. God is the custodian of the power to get wealth. Okay, man of God, what about the one the devil give to them? Anything you collect from the devil was stolen. The devil is a thief, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Let me tell you, when a mom, pregnancy is lost, and money is lost, that money wasn't lost, it was stolen by the wicked. I want to pray for 30 of you, but if I have stolen from you, Jehovah collect it back. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8 to 18. Don't forget all these Bible passages. It shows that God is the one that has the power to get wealth. Are you there? Deuteronomy 8, 18. I read a version they call Amplify. But you shall earnestly remember. You shall earnestly remember. My Bible says you shall profoundly respect. Remember that the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. He doesn't give you wealth. He gives you the power. He gives you the machine to get wealth. That He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers as in these days. Now I need for you good news. Good news. Remember that it is the Lord your God who gives power. Now I said number 1. It is God that gives you power to get wealth. At my age, I cannot go and bow down to any bullshit shrine or their priest. I'm looking for money. I know how to get money. God is the one that gives me power to get wealth. Say, He's the one that gives me power to get wealth. Continue, read it. Remember that it is the Lord your God who gives you the power to become rich. He does this because He is still faithful today to the covenant that He made with your ancestors. Number 2. I say I give you 7 facts, 12 keys. 7 facts, 12 keys. Number 2. The earth is of the Lord and its fullness thereof. The earth is of the Lord and its fullness thereof. Please, so the devil and God, they are not age mates. I have some people saying God and devil used to meet for meeting. This is life. God created devil as He created you. But He created him in a beautiful way. God is made up of diamond. And God is not a golden God. He is made up of diamond. But God created devil, Satan, Lucifer that you are running to meet with all different materials of the earth. God and the devil are not age mates. God and the devil don't meet for meeting. Michael and his angels pursue the devil, your uncle, out of heaven. God was just looking. So they not been made. See, I hear you. Number two, the edge is of the Lord, Psalm 50. And his fullness thereof, from 10 to 12. For every beast of the field is mine. Why am I giving you this seven keys? So that you can know that it is of a truth that God can give you money. God can bless your money, the business. God can bless the work of your hand. God can bless your career. I continue reading. To every beast of the forest is mine. The cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains. And the beast, wild beast of the field are mine. I love the next one. If I were hungry, God said, if they hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine. And its fullness thereof. Can somebody help me shout hallelujah? So God owns all the earth. And we have free access to him. The King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords.
I have a father. Almighty Father.
He's King of kings and Lord of
lords. I have a father.
If you will remember this, God, please make them remember. Give them intent memory. Thy word of in my heart that will not sin against you. Where are you looking for money? This is a fact for your business, for whatever you want. There are things to know and there are things to do. What to know? 7. What to do? 12. I will give it to you. If you remember the word of God, suffering will be far from you. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. The silver is mine. The gold is mine, says who? And what a mighty God we serve. That God you are serving has everything. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Even. Third fact, you must know, God is committed to the prosperity of his church and her member. God is committed to the prosperity of his church and her member. God is committed to your prosperity. God wants you to prosper. Every normal father wants his children to prosper. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to do well. God does not rejoice in your poverty. Now, ignorance will make you to suffer. I cause suffering from your life in the name of Jesus. Psalm 35 verse 27. Heaven and earth adore. Psalm 35. Angels bow. Look at this. When I finished my school in Unilag, and I did some little courses in industrial and commercial law. I got a job in Nestle Food. Few months after I started working, I thought, thank God I could help families, you know. A lot told me one day, resign. Don't forget, I told you this before. Resign. And come and start to work, follow me. No, I know they follow. And a lot told me the first time, second time, third time. And I said, let me be serving you like this. I will go to church. I will prophesy. And they sacked me without giving me chocomilo. I told you before. I was the secretary to the 8th director of Nestle Food. The 8th in the whole of West Africa. I was the secretary of Dr. Jeremiah Olotu. I'm mentioning his name for you so I can know that God lifted me. Oshanumi. And I was thinking, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I said, no, this is not what I'm giving to you. And you know what? Leaving that work, being sad, I was still doing casual work because I don't want to beg anybody. And I found myself on the mountain and I said, I don't want to beg. I don't want to beg from family. I don't want to beg from member. And the Lord told me, this book of the law. Oh. And since that day, and so I grabbed the book. So I started searching. I want to see the secret inside the Bible. He didn't give me just on prosperity. He gave me on everything. And if you are very close to this small boy, oh, God gave me the secret of the Bible. He gave me to the point of bulletproof. Then he gave it to me. Oh, Shanumini. That God, Shanumi, I pray for you. May he show you mercy in the name of Jesus. The Lord told me, embrace this book. Everything I needed, I got it from him. That is what I'm giving to you now. If the word of God doesn't move you again, I want something special. I want movement. The best movement of your life is here.
In the word of God, there is power. In the name of Jesus.
Psalm 35 verse 27. God is committed, number three, don't forget, to the prosperity of his church and his member. Somebody say, God is committed to my prosperity. Say, let me hear you now. So let me say, God is committed to my prosperity. Now read it out. Let them shout for joy. Continue from there. Yeah. Let them shout continually. Which are pleasure. Say after me, God wants me to prosper. You don't want to say, God wants me to do well. But everything in life has a price. That's it. Number four. Four facts. Seven facts. 12 keys. Number four fact. Every move of God. Ashidilelelo. This is a secret. Every move of God is characterized with the flow of supernatural resources. Anytime God tells you to move from here to here, he credits you. Oh, Ben, Pastor Paul, go to Ibadan for me. What do? I must do what? Credit him. Likewise, sir, when God tells you to move, so from one level to the other, once it is of God, God credit you. For every move of God, number four, don't forget, they are characterized with the flow of supernatural resources. Ah, do not trust this. When I gave birth to my first daughter, they said, Daddy, you don't have problem. Anytime you have problem, just send that my brother. I said, send it so that we can help you. Somebody, can you help me roll something from your head? That you will not beg to survive in life in the name of Jesus. That was not the agreement of me and God, though. That committee will sit down before I chop. Oh, no, that's not the agreement between me and God. I pray on the head of somebody here. Whether your head like it or not, your head will not be a begging head. Let's check the Bible. Every move of God is characterized by the flow. Yeah, will me. Listen to what I'm teaching you now. Somebody's life is about to change. Exodus 12, verse 36. Good news. The Lord made the Egyptians to respect the people. And they give them what they didn't beg for, what they asked for. In this way, the Israelites carried away. Stretch your hand to that Bible passage. If you still believe the word of God, The wealth of the Gentile is coming to you. You will not believe. You will not beg for it, but God will work it out for you. As you follow God, may your life become easier in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm praying for, can you hear shout? Big amen. Let me hear you now. Fifth key, fifth fact. The wealthiest people of all generations. Now you are going to have a problem with this one because you want proof. But I'll let you know, you know. The wealthiest people of all generations are the people of God. Ben. All the noise you are hearing, this one, he has this one. The rich people, you don't know their words. Look at me, they are not even on your social media. They are not on your social media. Genesis chapter 12, Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. I want to show you Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Have I taught you several times that God is the God of the rich? But it's the hope of the poor. Yeah? If you don't have it, go to the studio. They will transfer it to your phone for you. God is the God of the rich. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not the God of the poor. He's the hope of the poor. How? If the poor hear a word and change, then God will become his God. God does not associate with poverty and failure. He does not. Genesis 13:2. Abraham was a very rich man with sheep, goats, cattle, as well as silver and gold. Now, if you go to verse 9, if you go to chapter 9, you will see that he doesn't have anything when God called him. God might start with you with nothing, but as you walk with God in faith, he changed your life. Increase your life. Can I pray one for one person? Just for one person. May the Lord change your status. Genesis 24 verse 1. But Abraham was now old, and the Lord has blessed him. I bet stretch your hand to this Bible passage. Make a summer your prayer. As you get older, may the Lord bless you in all things in the name of Jesus. Let me face this place. As you get older, whether you are a man or a woman, the Lord will bless you in all things in the name of Jesus. If you are the only one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. Isaac, Genesis 26, 12 to 16. Isaac sowed crops in the land, and that year he harvested 100 times as much as he had sowed. Because the Lord blessed him. Can I pray for you? Help me with your first name. Have you said it? The Lord will bless you. I continue. He continued to, oh my God, may you continue to prosper. And became a very rich man. Verse 14. Because he had many herds of sheep and cattle and many servants, the Philistines were jealous of him. Everyone connected to this altar, home and abroad, wherever you get to, people will jealous you. So, they feel in all the wells with the servant of his father had dug, while Abraham, they did this, they want to frustrate him. Verse 16, I love verse 16. Then the Agapatakpata came to him, Abimelech said unto Isaac, leave our country. You have become more powerful than we are. Oh yeah, stretch your hand. You believe in the word of God? If you believe, stretch your hand now. I don't see your hand. May you be powerful than your enemies in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you financial power in the name of Jesus. In every service is for somebody. May you become the one with the financial power in your home. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest. Amen. Genesis chapter 30 verse 43. Don't forget, key number 5, the wealthiest people of all generation, they are God's people. Why don't we know them? They are not on social media making noise. Let me look at me, look at me. Wealth hates noise. Money don't make noise. Don't forget. Genesis 30 verse 43. In this way, Jacob became wealthy. He had many flocks, slaves, camels, and donkeys. Let me give you one more. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 3. It says, over and above. Stretch your hand to this Bible passage again. I love it. The Lord will give you over and above. I'm not hearing you. I said, the Lord will give you over and above. All these that I have provided. Hey, I have given silver. I have given gold. From my, somebody say, personal property. Because of my love. They taught you on the internet. Don't give anything to church. You believe it. That is why your life is like this. He said, I have given silver. It's no big deal. My family, we have given house. We have given cars. Because we love God. Stretch your hand. Over and above and from shedding, may you be a carrier of kingdom in the name of Jesus. Number 6. 7 facts. 12 keys. Assessing supernatural resources. Number the resources of the earth have been designed by God for the evangelization of the earth. Bernie, the resources of the earth have been designed by God for the evangelization of the earth. Look at me. Paul and others, they went to Turkey. They went to all those countries that became Muslim now. When they finished preaching to them, they gave them Bible. You have to do more than Bible. All those places now have become Muslim country. Muhammad went there. You know what he did? After he has preached to them, he gave them Quran and he gave them what? Money. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. Stretch your hand. I'm serious. It don't be me. Anywhere you get to, as you preach, may you have enough to give in the name of Jesus. Some people don't need your preaching. The Bible says after they have eaten, they came the next day. From you, I see God evangelizing through your money in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Your money will drag thousands to church in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout 7 amen and pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down in your life. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. The resources of this earth have been designed by God. But they went on social media, where you are, instead of reading your Bible, to tell you to stop giving. Because they know that when money enter church, look at me, people will enter church. Sinners will enter church. We will go to the streets. We will clutch them. We will give them schools. We will feed them. And you believe them. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, true prosperity shall be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet come for Zion. We cannot do much without money. I want to pray for me and for you. For the ones that believe in social media, I remove you from this equation. I pray on top of your head, your finance, and your career. May the Lord give us real money in the name of Jesus. money, stop nonsense. There are some money you have. You tell them, who is there? Excuse me. Excuse me. The earth resources, the money in your pocket. You want God to give you access to supernatural resources. The money in my pocket. The money in your OPay account. The money in your PamPay. The money in your account is for the evangelization. Oga, what has your money done for the gospel before? And that is why you have gathered it and it died with you. It's top in your days. When you begin to carry kingdom, God give to you what money cannot buy. I am still praying for us. Do you know, in not only this church, anytime they are doing projects, some people leave, they don't come to church. Because they feel that they are intimidating them. From now on, you will intimidate money.
Amen.
When we were doing Elevate, I gave millions. So this family gave millions. Ben, I didn't just tell you to give. This family gave millions. And you know what? It is not your church money. Have you been able to in your sagi? Can I pray for you? Olorun to sanu mi. And he sanu mi because I listen to his word. The first thing I pray that God will help you to listen to his word in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
See, let anybody walk with their head. Hold on to the word of God. You stand today now. Standing on the promises that God. Is that what you sang today? Nobody today is singer.
standing on the promises of Christ, my soul.
I am standing on the promises of Christ.
The resources of this earth is for the evangelization. God will not send money from heaven. The money is in our pockets. This year, Elevate, we are calling like 7. Abi? Anybody that wants to run away, should run away. Are you clapping for Jesus? May you be celebrated too. Somebody said, I want it run. I want to take off your rally. Today, I reply you. You are blessed. It's my first order. Our Lord is social media. They are abusing us because we did Elevate. When this year we are planning a bigger one. And the one that will run away will run away. And we will soon do it. And it will be recorded. The source that God saved. When they are doing good things for the kingdom, may your money be part of it. Shaminisai, I say, may your money be part of it. We need means to move the message. When there is no means,
oh my God,
we need means to move the message. And the Lord will bless us with the means. Number 7, the 7th fact. You need to know about assessing supernatural resources. The Lord is in search of the people into whose hand he will commit his kingdom wealth. The Lord is in search of the people into whom he will commit his kingdom resources. God will not put it in every hand. God will put it in the hands of China, not in the hands of the people that will keep it for themselves and their family alone. 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9. Second Chronicles 16 verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart, is perfect towards him, not towards their babe, but towards their house or project. Hearing thou hast done foolishly, you will not do foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, stretch your hand. May you be the right one, the right heart that God is searching for in the name of Jesus. Foolishness will be far from you in the name of Jesus. And war will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Okay, I go to now. Keys to accessing supernatural resources. How I go fit get them now? Oga Pastor, with all this, how I go get them? Number one, maintain a God first mindset and lifestyle. The Bible says, I will honor those who honor me. You cannot make God last and he will make you first. Maintain a God first. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. A God first lifestyle. A God first mindset. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'm showing you the 12 keys to open that door. See, everything I need in life, except it's not time. Once it's time, because I am giving God all I have. So when I need it, God will give me. Ben, everything that you will need to feed life and destiny, when you know this thing, I pray for you from now on, you will not beg for it, it will come for you. Maintain. So anything that comes your way, who first? I'm not hearing. Who first? Don't wait until Sunday. Don't wait until Sunday. Send the money into your kingdom. Send it. You have the Give me the pamphlet. Some of you don't have the this thing of your church in your hand. It's a shame. You not only here. I went to some churches like that. More near account number church one lower, but only to babe lower. When God bless you, don't wait till Sunday. Waiting till Sunday is a what? Temptation. Transfer immediately and don't transfer without talking. Father, I have done my part. You promised me that you will watch over my business and everything I do with my hand. Guide the rest for me. And the heavens will say, he say, if it's difficult to send a tithe, how much more you are just worshiping God? And the Lord says, after you have worshiped me, what are you going to give to me? You carry your phone. Jesus, he will learn your goal. Are you transfer money? When trouble comes, I carry my phone, Father. From this phone, I am transferred to your kingdom. Every nonsense directed to fight me, let spirits. This is the secret I have taught you. The herbalist is strong because of his sacrifice and because of his incantation. Oh God. Why is your people strong, my brother in your village? Sacrifice and what? Incantation. The Christians are stronger by our what? Don't suffer. You know how to buy new cloth every Sunday. Every shoe, every Sunday. But nothing goes to the kingdom The devil attacked the leg and said, everybody's in it, don't go back. Everybody's more design. Don't threaten us. I'm the owner of my money. Maintain a God first mindset and lifestyle. Number two, out of 12 keys, number two, maintain kingdom vision. Maintain a kingdom vision. Come. Psalm 122 verse 9. 122 verse 9. Are you there? For the sake of the house of the Lord, I will seek your prosperity. Have you ever prayed like this? Father, this money I'm waiting for, when it comes, no matter it, I give this. This belongs to you. When people come to my pastor, Pastor, follow on the show, I don't know, and they have a very bad problem. My pastor doesn't have prophetic gift, but he gathered the boys that prophetic gift. He will tell them one thing. He will say, when we finish praying, the money will come. My pastor will say, how much will you give God out of it? I have seen him done several times. Let the money be 100 billion. My pastor will tell you, when we finish praying, the money will come. I know what? The money will come. Have you ever prayed like that? That out of what I'm expecting, this belongs to you. And I said, give me and I will give you everything. He's able, abundantly. Psalm 132 to deliver. We read from verse 1 to 5. And to say,
He's able, abundantly able to deliver those who trust.
Don't joke with your incantation. What's your incantation? The word. So the day the herbalists or Mami Water, all those your people that are, you tell them, sit down there. What's wrong with you? You're mad. You stab incantation, I stab incantation. You have sacrificed, I have sacrificed. And above all, Jesus Christ has died for my. Your father, the devil, did he die for you? Hey! You'll not be running around because one wind, I will suck their blood. When you know this, you can't suffer. Psalm 132 from Psalm 1 to 5. Oh Lord, remember Femi Akiola and all the hardships he has endured. Verse 2. They said, this guy swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob. Verse 3, come on. I will not enter into my own house or go to my bed. You see why he's winning battle. I will not allow sleep to my eyes, slumber nor to my eyelid. Why? Till I find a place for, oh my God, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. God, they sleep for church. Said, all the nations of the world surround me, for the name of the Lord, I will do what? I will finish them. They surround me about this, I will finish them. Why? Look at the secret. I'm more shitty. Kingdom vision. Number three, maintain a solid revelation like the one I'm sharing with you now of supernatural supplies. A woman told me in this show, he said, the day she changed her offering from 1,000 to 5,000, that week, the husband changed her money from what she had, what it was before, to a bigger one, that week. He said, how did he know? How did he know? Maintain a solid revelation. See, look at me. I believe it that I cannot fail. I cannot beg. My children cannot be stranded. I believe I'm. Maintain a solid revelation of supernatural supply. Show me the Bible. Psalm 107, verse 23 and 24. Now the thing that you know out of the scripture that delivers you and make you conquer, I'm telling you, great wealth and great places. Look at it. Others went out on the sea in the ships. They were merchants on the mighty water. I'm going to use this for two passages, 2 points. They saw the walls of the Lord. You will see the work of God. Maintain the revelation. It's wonderful deeds. Read for me again. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14. The weight of the gold that Solomon received yearly was this. How come? Put it again. I read this version for you. In fact, stretch your hand, let me pray for you. As you begin to carry kingdom, I see God sending wealth to you in the name of Jesus. Number 4, don't do business on shallow waters. Go deep with God. In your career, go deep with God. Do business in deep waters. The Bible said, deep, call it unto deep. Know God deeply. Know God personally. A young man came to our church, and he shorter than Pastor Paul. When I describe him now, the women will know him because he has blessed this church woman before. I don't know how much did he give the church that time, the women of the church, half a million or 300,000 when they are doing their women convention. Remember the boy now? Do you remember him now? Very short boy like this. So he came to my office. And when your time has come and you meet your prophet, it's as if it's a winch. And the Lord said to me, young boy, something big is on your way. Stop crying. He said, yeah, so far, stop crying. I saw that you came back to this church and you gave me money. The boy is still crying that. Sir, I don't understand what you are saying. I'm suffering. I said, God said, your time is. He not reached 1 month. He not reached 2 months. The boy came for counseling and he will not sit down. He was just going like this. Going like this. So I said, that guy, what does he want? He said, well, and when he came in, he knelt down. When he was going 2 months ago, he doesn't have transport. And the Lord said, ask him, do you have transport? He said, no, take transport. He came back 2 months later with an envelope. I was thinking, please, Pastor, before you pray on envelope, open it and see. Somebody put 50 naira in envelope for you. You have prayed prayer of 1 million. And prayer cannot be collected back. So I prayed for him. I just prayed for him. I did not open that envelope. So he left. And I was just doing cash, and the Lord said, open. So I opened, and it was 1 million. You remember the boy now? Okay, good. 1 million. And that was the first 1 million I received in my life. And I make a covenant with God. Father, my first 1 million I will give you. My first 10 million I will give you. My first 1 billion I will give you. Oh, mommy, Lord, you. It's my money. You are eyeing me on top of my money. What's your problem? So when I saw the 1 million, I went to the bathroom and checked the check again. 1 million. Okay. And the Lord said, son, you promised me to give me your first. I buy those voices. What are you doing here? Get out of it. It's me talking. And I carried that 1 million to my father in the Lord. Like that. Wrote another check and gave it to him. And my father in the Lord said, remove the tithe. I don't want. I said, you don't want. I went to the bank, gave him half, and I shared the remaining money. Iwo ni ohun shake fowo. I shared it. 2 weeks later, the boy came and gave me a car. 2 weeks later, he took me to the television and put me on television. I'm Sage, you should remember him now. You were the leader then. How much did he give the woman? You can't remember. I remember. And the Lord lifted this boy. He bought houses in Dubai. For Airbnb. You know Airbnb, when you travel, you can quickly stay there. And his pastors and banker called him. That man of God, you are giving money. Why should you give him so much money? And I didn't see this boy again. As the Lord giving you a place where you are lifted, can I say this one, the idea? You hear what I said? Do what? We die here. And this boy came to church. We were doing prophetic solution on Wednesday with a Baba Monto to Brugo. He doesn't give me 100,000. And I prayed for him. And I told him, pray. They are going to attack you. His banker told him, why are you giving that church that money? And we didn't see him again. After I have sanctified houses for him, prayed on houses in Dubai that he bought, not only in Nigeria, our God raised you from my office. I didn't see him again. So I was telling Pastor Paul, look for him for me. Is he fine? So we started searching. And Pastor Paul came to tell me that he's now selling the charge card. Am I lying?
No, sir.
I said, are you joking? Call him for me. Hello. And he was crying. Stop crying. What happened to you? He said, I listened to the bankers. I listened to my wicked pastors. I listened to social media. I said, you can rise again. He said, sir, I have sold everything. What did you say? The house in Dubai? Sold. The house in Egbeda? Sold. Ikoyi? Are you joking? I said, come over. Come over. He called his pastor again. Are we in the same kingdom, me and that pastor, that we are against each other? Now we listen. Bros, and Lossi become a shout out. Now that he's down, which pastor will lift him up? Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. It is up. You'll be going in life. You will never go down. This boy now started doing church diary. The boy that has bought houses in Dubai. In Dubai. All alone Dubai. Not rent. What money do you have that you cannot come down? The Bible said that money has a wing. But when your money is connected to the kingdom, steal it from that kingdom. We watch over it. I was in the bank to transfer money to my father-in-law some months ago. And the banker was telling me, why? I said, if you ask me one more question, I will slap you. Are you mad? When there was nothing in this account, you ask me a question. Are you stupid? And I don't like to get angry because my volume increases. I just want to know you are not under spell. Your father will be under spell. Hey, is that what people do in the bank? When I had 13,000 naira in this account, did you talk to me? Why are you talking? Don't talk to me. Devil. When I'm still going, you need money. Take 40k. Esa, why did you collect it from me? Oh, Leonisha. Don't let anybody tell you nonsense. God has shown you where you have been blessed. You are listening to who? I want to tell you what he thought is bad yet. Remove it from it. You can remove it. Let's go to number 5. Time is going. Bring your business under the cover of the covenant through tithe. Bring your business. Leviticus 27 verse 30. This is where you have issues. I'll help you now. You can see I don't talk about tithe. I just say it once. I don't talk about first fruit. You can say I don't talk about it. Do you know why? Because that is where you put a bias. I don't talk about it. By now, the people that pay tithe will pay tithe. People that pay first fruit will pay first fruit. That should not be a topic. The tithe of everything from the land, whether grain or from the soil, fruit from the trees, belong to the Lord. It is holy. You said it's in the Old Testament. Move to Hebrews chapter 7 to 8. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithe, comma, semicolon. But he, as the men that die, the priest and Levi, receive tithe here. One man has never looked at the Bible since morning. Oh, Tejumele. Here, men that die receive tithe. You drop it, it goes to the Levites. But there, he, God, received them. So when I drop my tithe to the hand of my father in the law, or I transfer, he is a Levite that would die, but is a representative, an office, oh my God, of the headquarters in heaven. Put it back there. When he received it, the Bible said, dear, the person that is there, may the Lord forgive you. Put Hebrews chapter 7 verse 8 back there. I say, dear, God receive it. And what did you do to this Bible passage now? Let us check this one. And here, men that die receive tithe. But dear, God received them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. I don't believe they even told you to go and drop your tithe to the beggar. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 again. Hebrews 7, 7 again. Put it back there. And without all contradiction, the beggar that you are giving money to, until they give, they will not stand up from there. The less is blessed of the better. Timothy, you follow me to the house of my father-in-law. Kosimoto Chio Simbe. Rolls Royce. Lamborghini. Everything is there. Still, I drop my car. I drop my money there. Because the less must give. Who look at me? To where? Then that one, we bring him. They told you, carry your money to the beggar. Hey, what didn't do me? A white beer won't yeah. Lawful, a one shy, beggar. And shy. Until the beggar give, he will keep begging. If you are here, you are a beggar. Keep collecting from your uncle. Your uncle will keep having. Because, Pastor Paul, put something in my hand. The hand that gives. See how he's preaching it. And he's pinning him, he's preaching. He's pinning me for you. He's for you, pinning me. Before I talk about it next again, it might not be. So, bring your business under the covering. All tithe. When I was very younger than this, a man that has salt company and some other company, his business, what do you call it? His company caught fire. So we went to console him. And he first gave us wine. And he said, Emu, back, there's no problem. And he was telling the pastor, I wasn't married then, and the wife that my company cannot burn. It's God's company. He said, Daddy, he's talking to the pastor. He said, that company we give 50%. Do you hear that? Colgate too gives 50%. Colgate. It cannot leave the market. Colgate cannot leave the market. Go and check. This life, until you give. Look at me. You breathe in. Abby, what do you do again? The same proportion of what you have received, you remain on the spot. Abby, I'm not going to breathe out. I'm not so I go there. They told me social media, I should manage everything. Iku. Ekole. Ekole. Genesis chapter 14 verse 20. Assessing. How do I assess supernatural resources? That when my friends are spending money with joy, I will not be a storyteller. That the death that kill people anyhow will not come near me and my loved ones. That my business will thrive no matter the economy of wherever. Genesis 14:20. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thy enemies into your hand. Let me finish the last one. What is there? And he did what? Of some of them, of part of them, the Lord will change you. The tithe of all means personal tithe, business tithe. He gave everything. Then your business and your career don't crumble like others. Shout a big amen. Amen. Number 6. Decide to be a kingdom steward. You want to assess God's money. Decide to be a kingdom steward. 1 Chronicles 12 and 29 verse 14. But who am I? Look at it. And what are my people? Kingdom steward. Kingdom steward. That we should retain strength and be able to offer thoughts so willingly. For all things come from you. And out of your hand we have given you. He said, everything I'm giving to you, it is from what you have given to me. May this be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. I said, may this one be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Kingdom steward. What do we need in the house of God? We are looking for land. We are looking for land. Before they turn this place to 20 million and use the money to buy land for themselves. We are looking for land. And when we see it, you know what? We will buy. Your amen is not coming out. We will buy. Number 7. I have seen people being insulted because of money. So I pray to God, Lord, give me money. And Lord said, that is not a prayer. You want money, you pay the price. May the Lord help you to pay your price. Maintain financial order. By now, you should put percentage to everything. So what you will give family, put percentage. Personal expenditure, put percentage. Your welfare, put percentage. Your investment, put percentage. Your savings, put percentage. God wants you to be a person of order. Put order, division there, okay? Psalm 50 verse 23. God honors order. He who brings an offering of praise and thanksgiving honors and glorifies me. And he who orders his way aright will prepare the way that I should show him. To him I demonstrate salvation of God. Until you put order in what you do, especially money, I told you last Sunday, some clothes are not for you. They are not your size. They are not your status. Some cars are not for you now. Some houses are not for you now. Don't rent a house of 5 million every year. Don't rent a house of 3 million every year. You might have to move if you want such house and go and build it for yourself. All schools are not for your children. Leave your size. Drive your size. In fact, dress your size. Speak your size. And if you have a wife that wants to push you to hellfire, pray and both of you should go for deliverance. Some shoes are not for you, madam. After all, if you don't tell us the price, who cares? This shoe is $315. Which factory do you have? Which industry do you have? Do you have a water business? Do you have a bakery? I heard you can do bakery in one room. But you want to wear a shoe of $560. Leave me alone, no. Now me get my husband. Now me get my husband. He is going to buy anything for me. When you have buried him, you will go and bring his coffin and sell it to you. If you are still angry, shout hallelujah. Number 8. Reduce your expenditure. You want money to come to you? Reduce your expenditure. Increase your investment. The least way you increase your investment, I heard 2 weeks ago that even OPAY, apart from piggy banks, you can save money with them. Any money you receive, remove 2,000, remove 5,000, and save it every week. Somebody say, yeah, you reduce the other one. Increase your investment. Reduce spending. Must you spend? And if you are a stingy man and you are hearing this now, you're looking at your wife, are you hearing? Darling, are you hearing? This is a new dispensation. We have to manage everything. That's not what I'm saying. Be generous to your family. But there are some things that I need. There are some things that I want. You must differentiate between both of them. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What you want is therefore what you need. You must know the difference. So, reduce expenditure. Increase your investment. And the least way is have small savings. Have small savings. Look at me. There are bank accounts, you don't need the ATM. You know what I'm saying? Before you collect the money, the wallah, they'll say, I beg. I needed money last week and I was looking for my checkbook. God is wonderful. I was asking, where's my checkbook? It's all uniform because I don't need checkbook. I just need to transfer. But I kept the money there. And this, in anger, I left. After 4 days, God has answered me. And I saw the devil. I said, follow that power. That's the idea. Increase. I came to pray for you today. You will not live a useless life. Proverbs 21 verse 20. There is a precious treasure and oil in the house of the wise who prepare for the future. But a short-sighted and foolish man swallows it all and wastes it. You will not swallow all your blessing at once in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 9, out of the 12 keys. Don't be in a hurry to prove that you are big. We know when you are small, you are in trouble. When you are big, you are big. When you are large, we know you are in charge. But don't be in a hurry to show that you have arrived. And if you are going to be in a hurry, be in a hurry slowly. Number 10. If you are with me, shout hallelujah. Number 10. Study and increase for structure. Study. You know, you don't grow to plan. You plan to grow. Study. As you study, begin to plan. Begin to plan. Begin to plan. Begin to plan. I used to follow a particular guy on TikTok. They call it University of Hard Knocks. I'm telling you here now. This guy used to interview people that are billionaires. They call it University of Hard Knocks. And after the interview, he will tell them, do you know God? They tell you, I know God. In fact, God is my all in all. God is my first and God is my last. The richest people don't make noise. Then, telling you, they are not on your social media. Before you see them, you will do like this. Can I pray for you? Are you still angry? You want me to beg you not to be angry? Let me see your hands. These hands will never beg to survive. Let me give you number 11. Maintain your integrity. The Bible says, let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. Job from chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. He said, there's a man in the city of from Uz. He said, he's rich in everything. He said, he fear God and he eschewed evil. I sent some things through Pastor Soji that they should do something for me. I gave them times 2 money. Since that time, they didn't call me again. And I called Baba at 68. Just write this thing for me and send it. Design it and send it. You are hiding at 68. Baba, you need to budget. I even gave you 50,000 more at 68. Are you need to budget? See, old age doesn't collect something from people. Oh, so people, as they are getting old, onto Yahweh City. I have met a man of 72 that is a pedophile. In fact, the pedophile is not even in the first place as anus or children. When they brought him for cancer, billionaire, and I said, I know they pray for such people. He want Bible. I think we know they share Bible here. He said, I'm proud. I am brother. What is it? Come out. Come out. I know most of your politicians. That is where me and them have problem. When we get to the place of integrity, this is wrong. Pastor, I didn't say, well, not with me. When God lifts you and you become governor, you become this. It's either you follow me when I say do, or me and you don't talk again. I know what? God, you never know. Oh, mommy, now, I will not call your number. Call your number for what? Say, daddy, you know, I know so many people, but I can never call them. God has blessed them, plus Satan in their world, and God is blessing me here. Can I see your hand again? Morning, yo. All the people are in me. I'm seeing you. Okay. The Lord will bless you more than your calculation. Finally, number 12. Are you ready for number 12? Maintain a prophetic cover. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophet, and you shall prosper. There is a prophetic mantle on the head of your prophet. The day it comes upon you, you begin to enjoy prophetic reward. I'm saying that receive a prophet, you know, a prophet, you receive a prophetic reward. 7 keys, 7 facts, and 12 keys of assessing supernatural resources. With this few points of mine, I believe I've been able to convince you and not confuse you. God see the blessed people, he will bless you. I want to pray for you. Please rise. I want to pray for you. What I want you to do for me in this business service is this. If you have the name of your business, just mention the name of your business. If you are working with people, mention the name of your office. If you are yet to start your business, mention your name as I pray for you. Let me see your hand as I pray for you. What God has kept in your hand will prosper. What God has put in your hand will flourish. You see, your amen can make me drop this microphone. I said, what God has put in your hands, will yield harvest. You are receiving little now, the Lord will make it to be millions. There is a money that embarrasses nonsense. The Lord will open his windows of heaven upon your life in the name of Jesus. Especially every partner, every title, suffering will run away from your investment in the name of Jesus. The Lord has started to bless your hand. Your hand will not later beg in the name of Jesus. I pray for the people that are there for you and backbone and pillars. The Lord protect your helpers in the name of Jesus. I want to round up since you are not interested in this prayer. I am praying for you from my stomach. You will not go from grace to grass in the name of Jesus. You will not go from giving to begging in the name of Jesus. This word works. This word will work for you in the name of Jesus. Every financial mistake you have made by the power in the blood, the Lord converts your mistake to mercy. Miracle in the name of Jesus. Number 12, I said, maintain a prophetic cover. Don't go and buy the land that will give you trouble. You run back, I have a father. No. Let your prophet know what you are doing. By now, the prophet you don't trust should not be your prophet. By now, the prophet you cannot tell your life should not be your prophet. You tell me, I want to quickly go to some place. You want to go and buy, and you will not tell me what you want to go and do. By the grace of God, I will not tell you what you want to go and do. Go and buy what you want to go and buy, and when the suffering comes, I will wait for you. I want to pray for you. Where others miss their way and their path, may you find yours in the name of Jesus. This world has worked for others. I pray on your name, on your business name, on your career name, that it will work for you too in the name of Jesus. You will not end your life in shame. All the 7 facts that you have had, may you remember them in the name of Jesus. All the 12 keys that I have taught you now, may you assess them, use them, and assess what belongs to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. When they are listening achievers, may your names be there in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Because of how you responded now, that's why I stopped. When I'm praying for you, I told you to be responding well. Me, I'm praying for you. My stomach is paining me. You are responding as if your amen is money. I said, you will be listed among achievers. That is better. You will be listed among the people that broke through from nothing to something in the name of Jesus. Excuse of failure will never be your lot in the name of Jesus. A man of 58 was telling me, I am an orphan. I said, at 58, are you mad, sir? Are you fine? I'm an orphan. I don't have a pastor. I said, Jesus. I am praying for you. Every story of failure, story of shame, story of belittleness, it shall not be your portion in the name of Jesus. The Lord said we should pray for mistakes. Any mistake you will do that will turn you from something to nothing, from giver to beggar, from great to nothing, such mistake, I cancel them from your life in the name of Jesus. Anybody sent to your life to turn your life to Edwardile, to turn your life to nothing, I command them to be exposed, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Yoruba said, Ori Oni Babade, I pray your hair will not be bewitched in the name of Jesus. I pray on your hands. Anybody that carry your money to shrine, their shrine, their priest, their babalawo, everything catch fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, Titus and the people that believe in giving, let the spirit from this altar go to your business places and prosper you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. King of kings and Lord of lords. May it be visible to people that you have a backing. that you have a father, you have a pillar, you have a helper. You will not suffer like an orphan. In the name of Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As you sleep, Jehovah will visit you. He will open your eyes. He will give you secrets. He will show you ways. He will show you ways. He will give you ideas. Receive insight. Receive foresight. Receive discernment to make money. In the name of Jesus, if you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Give your hand to Jesus as your.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising of people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.